Arthur says, Ben, the trains are not travelling to the normal timetable. The 5:19 service from Campsie to Town Hall came at 5:30 and the trains are very full. Well, look, we're supposed to be talking to the Sydney Trains boss, Matt Longland, around about now. And we're waiting on him to call in. In fact, he's there right now. Matt Longland, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good. What's the state of play?
Industrial action is continuing on the rail network today. So trains will operate at a reduced frequency. Services are likely to be more crowded and journeys are going to take longer for customers.
Do you know what percentage you're working at?
Look, the timetable will be almost equivalent to a weekend-style timetable. So the biggest impacts will be felt in the peak periods, and that's where customers will need to wait longer. Normally, in the peak period, we only customers wait 1 or 2, maybe 3 minutes for a train. This morning, it will be closer to sort of 10, maybe even 15 minutes for a train. So longer gap in between trains. Trains will be more crowded, and it will take longer for people to move around. Hence, we're asking customers if they can avoid travel today. So think about maybe using the bus or thinking about moving around without using the train. If they are using the train, allow extra time and keep up to date with the latest information. We'll keep pushing out information on our social media, but we've also got information on the website.
Okay. Are there some services cancelled altogether?
We've got generally, we've got coverage right across the network at a reduced frequency. We've got some changes to stopping patterns, particularly on the T2 Inner Western Leppington. Trains won't be stopping at Homebush. We've got a train shuttle service operating between Lidcombe and Bankstown. Reduced frequency across a number of the other lines. The T5 line, the Cumberland services won't be operating, but they'll be covered by the T1. What else have we got? Reduced frequency on the T8 down to Campbelltown. But generally, we've got a base level of rail services operating as normal. It's just that they'll be operating at a lower frequency as a result of the industrial action, and services will take longer to get to the destination.
All right, just on that industrial action, 2 minutes ago, the union has told us that the claim of industrial action is untrue. There's no reason for any reduced train services.
So there's two items of protected industrial action that we were notified of that are occurring today, and we requested that they were suspended, which they haven't been. So there's a 24-hour ban on drivers travelling as passengers while on duty. So that means that drivers, in terms of how they connect their shifts during their roster, there's a 24-hour ban on that. There's also a ban on issuing or receiving transpositions, which is the way that we manage incidents on the network if there's a problem with a particular train.
Right. Well, look, we've got to rely on the advice that you're giving us, which is avoid train travel today if you can, and basically 10 to 15-minute waits on average, sometimes a little bit longer, reduced services and a weekend timetable. We'll catch up with the union at 8:15 this morning. Thanks for coming on, Matt.
Thanks, Ben. I just appreciate the patience. I know everyone's very frustrated about this. We're working very hard to get an outcome.
Good on you. Appreciate your time. The union's playing games on this because they're saying, oh, no, there's no reason for the reduced timetable. Well, do you reckon Sydney Trains wants to be coming on the radio at 6:15 in the morning and saying, don't use the trains today because we're going to be treating services like it's a weekend, and instead of waiting 2 or 3 minutes, you're waiting 10 or 15 or longer? Give us a break.